This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Wednesday, the 25th of May. Sue Gray's report on lockdown-busting parties has been handed to Number 10. Boris Johnson is braced for a bruising day and will make a statement to MPs in the Commons later once the document has been published. The report is expected to be highly critical of the culture in Number 10, which led to the repeated violations of COVID restrictions over the course of 2020 and 2021. Lord Kerslake is a former head of the civil service. He's told Times Radio he thinks the report will be tough on the leadership of the PM and the senior civil servants involved in party gates.
There's no doubt that senior civil servants, if they're aware of these parties and allowed them to happen or even participated in them, are responsible and they should be held to account. But I think the clear and most significant responsibility lies with the Prime Minister. It's his house, it's his office.
The report is understood to be 37 pages long and contain 9 photographs, including pictures of Boris Johnson and the Chancellor Rishi Sunak. US President Joe Biden is asking Americans to stand up to the gun lobby and pressure members of Congress to pass sensible gun laws after a mass school shooting. 19 children and 2 teachers have been killed in Texas. The 18-year-old gunman also shot and injured his grandmother and is alleged to have bought 2 high-powered assault rifles on his birthday. He was fatally shot by police. Sarah Elliott from Republicans Overseas has told Times Radio there is plenty of gun control in the US and wider questions need to be asked about the state of society.
For me, from my perspective as a defender of the Second Amendment, I really want to look at, the person behind the gun. Because for me, it's not the gun that is the enemy per se, just like a kitchen knife isn't the enemy, but the person who's wielding it.
Boris Johnson is to announce a multi-billion pound package to help households with the cost of living, potentially as early as tomorrow, partly funded by a windfall tax on oil and gas companies. The Times has been told that 70 to 80% of the funding will be targeted at the poorest households, and council tax bills could also be cut. The move comes after the energy regulator Ofgem announced that energy bills are expected to increase by another £800 in October. Patrick Maguire is the Times Red Box editor.
You know, there is quite a lot in there from the briefings we've received overnight. It's not just the windfall tax, it's increases in targeted help like the winter fuel allowance. It's a potential 5% cut in the 5% VAT that's levied on energy bills, the Brexit dividend that we were promised some 6 years ago. So there's a lot in there. There's a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross.
And the average price of a litre of petrol has exceeded £1.70 for the first time. Diesel's also reached a record of £1.81 per litre. And you can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organisations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.